This is for John Stein. This is Pastor Charles. I just saw you as Tom Selleck amongst the Hawaiian Islands, and you had your shirt open and the chain and the whole thing, and Magnum PI, and just God says I'm going to use you to arrest some hoods and some people that are just some shady people in the spirit, says the Lord. And the Lord says that you're also, and I mentioned this before, that you're going to save some people from getting deceived in financial transactions. And so part of your ministry is undercover, and part of it is covert, part of it is overt. And the Lord says there'll be times so you'll just kind of disappear for a couple months because you're going to be on assignment. The Lord said, I'm going to put you on assignment. You are my private investigator, says the Lord. And I do sense there's going to be some travel. There's going to be some work. I just see some work in Hawaii. I'll tell you that. I do see some international travel. I see you going on some mission trips. And the power of God is just going to explode. In fact, they're going to love you so much, they're going to say, we want you to stay. We want you to stay. And there'll be times where you'll actually stay for extended revival. That'll be some of the times where you're just kind of, you know, just kind of off the radar for a while. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said, I have given you an intercessory anointing and that you are called to this region. And because this region is a quick and a fast region, there's battle. The angels are assigned. The demons are assigned. Everything has been mapped out in the Spirit, says God. The battle lines have been drawn. And the enemy in this territory, in this city, does not want people, Christians, to maintain any progress whatsoever. In fact, I see the specific plan of the enemy. When a Christian makes a certain progress in a certain area, the enemy causes him to fail in another area. And it's almost like there's a zero net gain. And so the Lord said, I'm going to cause you to break that mold, my son. And as I bring your wife and your family here, and the Lord says, there's still going to be some battles. There's going to be some warfare. It's not going to be just all total smooth sailing. And I know you don't expect it to be, but so the Lord said, because there's still some emotional issues that I'm working out with your wife as well as with you. And the kids are going to need some healing. They're going to need some prayer time and even some counseling. But the Lord says, I have prevented the enemy from robbing your inheritance. The enemy has been prevented and stopped from robbing your inheritance. And even when they would say, even in your field, the sales are dismal, the companies are not buying the software anymore, the Lord said, this is a transition time, and I will preserve you and protect you. But there's more meat. There's more meat coming. There's more of the ministry coming. And you've got to be careful who you surround yourself with. I do see you have some intercessors that are going to be, God's going to bring online for you. And you have to be careful who you're surrounding, because it's just, you're susceptible to negative people, negative naysayers. Just be careful who you bring around you. You've got to, it's lonely at the top. There's not going to be that many that people that understand your calling and what you're called to do. Well, the Lord said, I am calling you to hook up with a pastor and to have that relationship and that mutual submission and that covering, says the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord says there's some more preachers or some more evangelists that I'm going to expose you to. And there's another series of anointings that I want to give to you and expose you to. It's been like a tour de force. I just feel like the last 5 years, it's just been like a just total exposure. You've gotten more exposure in the last 5 years than many people get in 20 years or 25 years. It's been like a tour de force. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord said, I'm measuring you. I'm making the measure of the man right now. And you're being tried. You've been tried in the fire. And you've come forth as gold, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I just get the word monopoly. Monopoly. Thank you, Lord. And I just think that means several things. Monopoly, you're going to start accumulating some things, some resources, some wealth. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, there it is, Lord. Give him that financial angel right now. Give him that financial. There's that financial angel. That's one of the angels that I saw this morning in the church. Financial right now, in Jesus' name. Monopoly, Lord. Let him go around the board several times. Or let him accumulate. Do not pass go. Collect $20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Buildings and apartments, Lord. And hallelujah. Cars. You're going to have a ministry of cars. You're going to have a ministry of giving away cars. And you're going to get even a Ferrari. You're going to get a Lamborghini. You're going to get a Porsche. You're going to get these cars. And the Lord said, I'm going to let you drive and have some fun, but I'm going to have you give them away. And then I'm going to have you get more. You have a traveling ministry, a car ministry. There's someone in your family that has that addicted to alcohol, and your immediate family. I just see there's an alcoholic issue. God's going to use you. God's going to set them free. Set them free. Thank you, Lord. If there's a drinking problem of someone you know, it's close to you. God's going to set them free. Thank you, Lord. There is no condemnation to them that are walking not after the flesh but after the Spirit, that are in Christ Jesus, Lord. In Jesus' name, we command all condemnation attacks to be broken off of him right now. When the enemy tries, Jezebel tries to silence him in Jesus' name. There he is. Go release right now in Jesus' name. Release. Release. How many kids do you have? What are their genders?
Girl 14, boy 12.
I see the girl. There's some reconciliation that needs to be done between you and her. There's some healing in her heart, and God's going to do it. So just give God time to do it. Hallelujah. Lord says she carries a lot of your mantle. She carries a lot of your mantle. Hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah. What does that mean, Lord? Okay. I don't know. I just saw Bigfoot. I just saw, you know, as you walk and you walk on the snow and you have those snow shoes. I saw you're just going to have them. You're going to make a big impact, says the Lord. Even as the snowshoe makes a big impact in the snow. And because it also enables them, they don't sink in the snow. And so I'm going to give you a Bigfoot. I'm going to give you a snowshoe. You're going to be able to touch many different areas of the body of Christ. And you're not going to sink. You're going to be able to support yourself through these various streams of income, various endeavors. I want to go back to that video word that I had. I saw you on videos. I saw you speaking on a microphone. I saw you like on like an internet radio show. And I just see you with videos, making movies, and just really being involved with that scene, the Arts Entertainment Mountain. Thank you, Lord. Webcasting. I mean, all that. It's big. I see it. Multimedia. You're going to meet some ministry in Africa, and you're going to go on a safari. Hallelujah. I see you going on a safari. You're going to see some big game. And it's like, that's really what you're called to do. You're here to see that big game in Africa. You're here to see all the exotic animals. You're here to be exposed to the wild ministries. You know, it's a type and a shadow of the ministries. You're here to minister to the New Agers. You're here to counteract these forces. There's an anointing I'm going to give you to even, I'm going to speak to you about terrorist acts that are being planned. I'm going to give you specifics, my son. The Lord said, "Get ready. It's a private investigation thing, but it's global. It's the kingdom of God. It's manifested here, right now. Kingdom now. Kingdom now. Right now. Let's pray right now. Let's believe God right now. Let's do it right now. I just see you laying hands on people, and they're just, it's right now, right now. But we're in a news conference. Well, let's do it right now. But we're having a meeting right now. Let's do it right now. But we're having a presentation. Let's do it right now." Sorry, I'm being loud.
It's all right.
You're a man of the right now. Now there is therefore no condemnation. Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. There it is. Thank you, Lord. Transformation, Romans 12. Transformation 1, Lord. Hallelujah. Renewing of his mind, Lord. He'll know what that good and perfect and acceptable will of God is. Thank you, Lord. Don't compare yourself with other people. Your calling is unique. Don't just go with the flow. Don't try to make yourself like someone else, like some preacher you see. You know, you don't have to be smooth. You can be jerky. I just say there can be jerky movements. There can be just things that just spontaneously happen in your life, in ministry, says the Lord. I mean, one week you're going to be doing something, the next week you're going to be doing something else, and next week you're going to be on a plane going to some other place. And wow, Lord, we pray for his wife, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give her strength. Hallelujah. But she is going to be there. She needs to be on the same page. She needs to be on the same page. Hallelujah. But prophetically, she's going to see it. You're going to speak it, but she's going to already see it. You're going to already see it. What's her name again?
Laura.
Laura, you're already going to see it. And God's already spoken to you about it. And it's going to be spontaneous to John, but you already know. Hallelujah. There's going to be a house. I see a picket fence, white picket fence. Thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name. With a yard where the kids can play in. Hallelujah. The kids love animals. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Well, this is such an open heaven right now for prophetic revelation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And I come against the spirit of isolation and being misunderstood. And you get attacks in your body, too. We just come against that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for Laura. You have the ability to write. and edit other people's works. People are going to say, I want you to edit my book, spice up my book, make it better. And John, yeah, I see all you also writing too. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We just break the power of that spirit of divorce that was coming against this family and this couple right now. We command you, cast you out totally and completely from this relationship. No more evidences of it. In Jesus' name, in the name of the spirit of rejection, in Jesus' name, from this family, and the kids, Lord, even the young girl, Lord, sometimes it's the oldest that feels the rejection when the parents are wanting to separate. Lord, in Jesus' name, help her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, it also says, you know what it's like to have a lot? You know what it's like to have nothing? The Lord said, there is wealth coming, but you're going to give it all away, and then the Lord said, you're going to build it up again, and it's going to be quick. And the Lord says, there's some testing coming in money, even more testing. The Lord said, it's me, and the gold and the silver is mine, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Arbitrage, the word arbitrage. Covert and overt, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name, your spy, your heavenly spy, your PI. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.